This is a typical international meeting, I guess. I was told some weeks ago that if I could just say something for 10 minutes, and then I saw the program, it says 30 minutes. And, well, but all of you were told to be here at 5 o'clock and you came at, so I think time is just relative. And, some of you come from different time zones. It's very obvious that you still live in your old time zone, some of you. And that's just some of the flavor that is great at an international meeting like this. I was asking the Lord what to share with you, because there's so many things that could be relevant and so many things that could be interesting to share with a group like you. And I was actually looking in my Bible for places or scriptures that spoke about foreigners or being strangers. And then suddenly the Lord spoke to me and reminded me that, because one of the scriptures I found was from the Israelites having their Passover meal. We have just had Easter, you know? And in that Passover meal, there was an instruction saying very clearly that they could not have any strangers participating in that meal. And suddenly God just reminded me, you are all strangers here. All of us are Gentiles. Or do we have some Jews? Any Jews? Okay, then we are all on the same plane. None of us would have been able to participate in that meal together with the Jews. That was only for the people of God. But it is a new time now. So suddenly we are included instead. Actually, the verse you read from the beginning from Colossians is on my paper here. And let me just read some of it from the Message translation. It says, it speaks about the Jews and the Gentiles. It speaks about being barbarian or civilized. It speaks about all these things. And then he says, now, from now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. Everyone is defined in Christ and everyone is included in Christ. That is the good news, because 2,000 years ago, none of us would have been able to be part of the people of God. But now we are all part of it. So there's really no difference on us. So what I'm going to speak to you about is not something particularly for strangers or foreigners or this color people or that color people. It's for all of us. Some of you know that in the city church, we have 4 different focus areas. What you probably don't know is that when we decided those and decided that our name was going to be City Church, we found out that there's actually some idea in this. Because the C and the I and the T and the Y are actually these 4 areas. C for Christ, I for I, T for together, and you. So it's so easy for you English speaking to remember our 4 focus areas, huh? Christ, I, together, and you. We are to love, receive, first of all, the love of God, and we are to reflect it back to Christ, to love ourselves. We are to love each other, and we are to love people that are not part of together, not part of the fellowship, yet the world, everybody. So we have responsibility in all these areas. And because we are such a different group of people, of course, each of these areas have some different things to say to us, I think. And I will be really short in it, but let me just, as I just reminded, in Christ, there are no differences anymore. We are brothers and sisters, even though we look very different. Look around. Look at those people sitting next to you. That's your brother and your sister. We are in the same family because we are in Christ. So suddenly there are no differences. There is only one Savior. The I, on the other hand, tells us that there are differences. We are, all of us, created unique. I was just listening to a story about a very ugly bird somebody met somewhere in Africa. very ugly book. And sometimes you have to think, well, when God created animals, he really must have been inventive. Huh? He must really have had humor. And what about when God created humans? Look around. He really had humor. I think God just loves diversity. Why would he make all of our fingerprints unique? I've heard even that our heart rhythm is unique for all of us. All the leaves on the trees are different. All the snowflakes, the snowflakes are all different. That's amazing. Why does he do that? Why doesn't he just make one and then make copies of it? It must be much easier. I think he loves diversity. And that is what the eye is about, finding out who are you in Christ. And who, the dream and the longings and the gifts and everything that is you, how can that be loved? How can that be nurtured? How can that grow? How can that reach its full potential? That is really honoring God. What is not honoring God is when we try to copy each other. When we all look at Jürgen and say, he's such a God, man of God, let's be like him. I don't know if you ever thought that, but just imagine that. That would be terrible. 400 Jürgens running around in this church. Whoa, that would be boring. No, the diversity is so great that each of and every one of us are different. And we each have some talents, some gifts, some experiences even, good and bad experiences. There's something we love to do that others hate to do. And let's find those things, because I think it honors God. Let's celebrate the differences. Sometimes we think when people emigrate to Denmark that we have to assimilate them so they become like us. That would be so boring. A lot of Jürgens, 5 million Jürgens. That would be really terrible. No, I think what we need is to celebrate the differences and actually see that it is a strength that we are so different. Together. So there's no differences. Let's celebrate the differences and fight the differences. And let's together respect the differences. The point is that each and every one of us have a flavor and have also a view of God. Can I just borrow you as God? You are now God. Whoa, promotion. Just stand like this. Yes. Jürgen, can you stand behind him? Can I borrow you? You stand in front of him. Jürgen, God here. Does he have a nose? You should look at him. Look at him. Does he have a nose?
No.
No nose?
I can see it.
Does he have a nose?
Yes, he has.
One of you is lying. Well, does he have a belt buckle?
No. Yes, he has.
Come on. It's the same guy you're looking at. But you see, that is what we do when we look at God. We look each and every one of us from different angles, and then we discuss how he is. If we really want to know how God is, we need to talk together. How do you look? How do you see God? How do you see God? And then we'll get the full picture. You see? Thank you very much. Give them a hand. That is what we can use each other for. If we just sit, every one of us, with our own view of God and say, I'm right, and they are wrong, then we miss some of the greatness of God. Because, of course, none of us can know God. He is so big. And even if all of us told our view of God, we would only have a little fraction of who he was. But the more we tell each other, the bigger he becomes. The bigger he becomes. So if we want a greater God, let's talk to each other. And when you sit in a room like that and you think, I have a missing puzzle piece in my puzzle. Maybe some of the others have it. Maybe you've been looking for that missing puzzle all of your life because somebody else is having it. And if you never communicate with them, if you never ask them, if you never share, if you never tell your burdens, you'll never find out that they actually had the solution. And finally, the you part. So we should There are no differences in Christ. Let's identify and celebrate the differences in our own life. Let's respect the differences. Let's talk about the differences also. And finally, let's use the differences. Sometimes we also spoke at the table about how boring would it be if there was only one church in a town or in a city. Only one flavor of church. That's not the way God meant it to be. Yes, there is to be unity, but we have, each and every one of us, have a different approach to celebrating God, to loving God. And it takes all kind of people to reach all kind of people. So you can reach some people that I cannot reach, and vice versa. And each and every one of us have a sphere that God has put us in. In our studies, in our work, where we live, the people we meet, and maybe they don't meet any other Christians. So it's our responsibility. So let's use our uniqueness also. Finally, let me just give you an encouragement. I was reminded about two stories from the Bible that actually explains what you can do when you are not in your own country. Because one is from, I think it's Psalm 137 or 147. The Israelites are driven out from their country. They are in Babylon, and they are mourning. And they are longing for their home country. And it says, actually, they put up their instruments in the trees. And the occupiers, the armies, those who had taken them captive, they said, play for us. And they say, we cannot play for you because we are so sad. Because we are not at home. That's one way of reacting, being homesick in that way. And then there was another interesting story where there is 10 leopards coming to Jesus. And he says they should go and visit the priest, because he was the doctor of that time, to check if they were healed or not. And they were all healed while they walked there. But only one of them came back and thanked Jesus for what he had done. And then there's this little, just a little extra sentence saying, and he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus said, were there not 10 people who were healed? And only this stranger came back and gave God the glory for it. So I just think there are two options for you if you feel a stranger. Either you can say, I will mourn that and I will not feel at home and I cannot praise God in this situation. Or you can do as the leopard who was healed and say, I will praise God for what he has done for me here. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, I thank you because we are such a wonderful family in this place. Thank you that you created each and every one of us uniquely, beautifully, and different. And Lord, just help us to see that we are in the same family, that there is no difference when we connect to you. But help us to see our own uniqueness, all the things you invested in our lives that we are to use. Help us to celebrate that. And help us to also respect the differences between us. Help us to love those we don't understand. Help us to love those who does things in another way than we would have done it. And Lord, help us to see that together we have a clearer picture of who you are. And Lord, then help us to also reach out and reach those who doesn't know you any yet. And Lord, help us to, in the situation we are in, even though it's sometimes difficult, just to give you praise for all you have done. Amen. Amen and amen. 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 Amen.